The other quick question that I have is, I, as a channel, I've been writing a book on world peace for 15 years.
Yes.
When this is something I want to understand about that process. When my guides and unseen friends who are collaborating with me on this download a concept to me.
Yes.
And I just, in a sense, take down the download.
Yes.
Right? Then I go to my computer and I start to create an article out of it.
Yes.
Right, for the book.
Yes.
As I start to enter it, then I see that things are in something here and there is in not in the right place. So I change it. Right?
Yes.
Then the whole process becomes moving the sentences around.
Yes.
Until they go boing.
Yes.
That process can take 5 or 6 hours.
So?
Well,
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When you're doing it, does it seem like it actually took 5 or 6 hours? Or are you just going off of the clock to figure that out? Does it feel like it took that long?
Only occasionally if I get a little frustrated because not going fast enough.
There's your clue right there. Mm-hmm. Remember that when you live in the moment, time flies not because you're ignoring it. Time flies because you're not creating as much of it. So when you live in the moment and what you're doing is fun, and you have fun with what you're doing, it will not seem to take very much time because you're not creating so much time in which to do it. When you get frustrated, you're falling back on your negative belief system and bringing up details that require time to look at in your processing.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you allow it to be a more holistic thing, time will collapse, you will not create as much of it. It will not matter how long it seems to take, because to you it will only seem fleeting. Nevertheless, if suddenly you find yourself getting frustrated and it feels like it's taking more time, then that's exactly the moment to stop and deal with the frustration itself and not keep going, because the writing has now been the process that put you in touch with what you really need to get in touch with, why you're frustrated. So that you can examine your belief system and then holistically come back into a state of being that will then allow you to collapse time again and continue on with the project.
And being the synergy.
Yes.
The synergy.
And that's collaboration. You see, your friends are not just downloading data. They are downloading energy that allows you to go through these processes so that you will actually be a better downloader. You follow me? There are clearing out the blockages.
Oh.
Just like a detox would.
Oh. I thought they were teaching me the concept by having me have to come up with it.
They are, but they're giving you energy that urges you into those positions so that you have to face those issues. And when you face them, you're clearing out the blockages.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yes. They're working with you on many different levels. All of you. They work with you on many different levels. Not just the level your physical mind thinks it's being interacted with upon. It's being interacted with upon many, many, many levels. And that's the result of one of the interactions. Coming to that point, coming to that realization, coming to those recognitions is the result of conversations you don't hear with your ears or your head, but conversations you hear with your heart, which is actually the seat of the soul. And it is from the heart that your mind ought to be taking directions, not the other way around. Make sense?
Yeah.
Does this help?
Yeah, I just thought they were making me understand the concept, like where it becomes second nature.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
By having to move it all around, because then I'm co-creating.
Yes.
And understanding.
It's
and
a
then
collaboration
then
on many levels. Yes,
yeah.
Not just this or that, this
it's
and
this
that.
This and that. This and that.
This and that. If you want that to be another mantra, so be it.
This and that.
Not just this or that, this and that.
Yes, thank you.
Circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. Not this or that, this and that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You see, This is part and parcel. And why the secret is so good for you as a product is because over 23 orbits of your planet, we have discussed with you, and many other beings have discussed with you for a long time, many different kinds of approaches, many different kinds of perspectives, many different kinds of so-called downloads or products. The fact that things like the secret put them all in one place, so that you can constantly be reminded of all the different tools, all the different permission slips, all the different downloads, all at once, is what it's all about. Because very often, again, because of your choice to compartmentalize yourself, you'll remember one thing we may have said and completely forget to add the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh things we said to be able to use it as one holistic permission slip. So the idea of always remembering to add all the principles, to always look at life from all the principles that have been talked about, is the key to look at life and experience life holistically, remembering all the points of view that are germane for your particular vibration instead of just attacking them one at a time and wondering why they don't seem to work, because you're not supporting them with all the other things that go along with them. You're not looking at it holistically. All right? All right.